888-957-9570. Let's get out to Santa Rosa and talk to Steve. Kick us off in the segment, Steve. How you doing?
It's too short, baby. Just ain't no snitch.
Yeah
Steve here.
What's up?
Hey, I first off, I want to say I'm a truck driver. I've been doing this for almost 40 years, so I listen to the radio every day, 8 to 10 hours, and I think I'm a pretty good judge of what's going on the airwaves. This station's really cool. You guys are, you know, you stay on topic mostly with sports, because that's what this is, it's sports talk.
That's my fault.
You know, then,
yeah.
You know, the entertainment gets in there a little bit, but that's good. You know, you can't just pound on the same thing. The LeBron thing was getting old, but now that's past. Now, my thing is, I'm with Guru on this. The 49ers football team that's on the field is fine. They are a solid team. You know, yeah, there's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts. But you know what? The other teams in the league have to worry about injuries, too. Mm. Injuries now in pro sports really are a big factor for all of them, because you can't just replace top-tier guys when they get hurt. And they get hurt, especially in football. If the Seahawks lose one of those guys on the front line, on their defense, what's going to happen to them? What about the Rams? You know, what if the quarterback goes down for the Rams? The 49ers have a good organization and a good leadership. The owners, you know, look at the owners in the NFL. Look what the idiot for the Raiders did to them. And now finally, somebody, it seems to me that somebody kind of pushed Davis aside and got some football people in there to, you know, level that ship out, I hope. But, you know, the owners, I don't care about that. You know, I care about what's on the field. The other thing I wanted to say is the media, because I told you, I listen to a lot of radio. The media today basically is garbage. It's total garbage. It's so much garbage that it's, you know, not even worth listening to. I listen to you guys, very entertaining, very informative on the games, and you're honest. You're giving it to me just like we're sitting in the stands watching the same game, and we're talking about what we're seeing. The thing I can't stand about, one of the biggest things that bugs me about the media, and especially the baseball writers, Barry Bonds has been treated like he's the devil reincarnated, because he supposedly did PEDs. Barry Bonds never embarrassed Major League Baseball or the Giants with anything off field. He went to the gym, he ate right, he rested, he trained, he practiced, and then he went out on the field and delivered. And what does he get for all that effort? That guy belongs in the Hall of Fame. And all this media hype and media talk, you know, it's garbage. It's garbage. I'm a fan. I'm looking at what they did on the field. I don't hang out with them. I don't know what they do in their personal life. I don't want a selfie with them. I turn on the TV. I watch the game. I want to see them perform. The Giants, too. The Giants, I think, are getting a bad rap. The offense, you know, at first it was a mess. It was terrible. But now they've turned around.
Yeah.
And they've made changes. You know, and they're putting up runs, but we don't have any pitching. And in Major League Baseball, that's the whole thing. In the end, it's the pitching that's going to win the World Series. It's the closers. It's not so much the starters. It's the middle relievers and the closers dictate the championships now.
Mm.
And we don't have that. We don't have that. That's what we need. I think if the Giants get a solid closer and a decent setup guy with the starters they got, they can compete. And then, you know, the injury thing. Look what happened to the Dodgers. They lost one of their top relievers. It hurt them.
Yeah. No doubt. Thanks for the call, Steve. A lot there.
Yeah. Also, I'll take it from
we'll get into the Giants a little bit later.
The Barry Bonds, he should be in the Hall. So should Pete Rose. That's just me. If I were president, that's what I would do. I'm a judge of what you did on the field. And both of those dudes should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little.
I got you.
It's a little different with Pete Rose than it is for Barry Bonds. But
I said what I said.
I know. Pete Rose isn't being kicked out because he wasn't a great player, though,
Evan.
Charlie Hustle, man.
Wow,
he was awesome. He was the What, you guys did a name game, right, last week for social media? You went down the list of MVP,
contact, Rich Aurelia.
Power, yeah. Speed, and I think Steiny's player, when he was asked about contact, was Pete Rose.
Yeah, that was dope. And what made it better is Pasta went and got a highlight of, you know, everybody we mentioned, so that was sick to see.
Now, I got to ask you where the Rich Aurelia came from for contact. Not that, I mean, he wasn't a great player.
Yeah.
Good shortstop.
I liked him. And
He did lead the league in hits.
But really, do you
2002.
You want to know the origin?
Hey, you always tell the truth.
So Pasta's got the camera all in my face. It's during the break. We're doing the show. Evan, what if I told you guys? Thank you. Still had the camera. I just blacked out, looked up at the TV. I needed an answer. And Bonte, there was a rerun of the NBC Sports Bay Area Giants postgame. And it was Bonte and Aurelia. And I said, I can't use Bonte. And there was Richie, my guy. And I said Aurelia because I went fade to black.
Oh. I'm just going around in circles.
My guy.
No, Rich Aurelia was a good hitter.
200 hits this season.
Led the league in hits early 2000s.
Richie.
He hit over 300. Career like 275.
He responded to me, IG. I added him on that. He was a good sport about it.
It was just funny. He was going on Tony Gwynn, Rod Carew, Pete Rose, Ichiro Suzuki, Rich Aurelia.
Yeah. Right. Commenters had some fun with it.
The other part that Steve brought up, and we appreciate the compliments, I do got to say, anytime you're comparing an owner to Mark Davis, I'm not sure that's where you want to live. Like the Raiders under Mark Davis,
yeah, no, I got you.
Have not been known as a quality, high-class organization.
It's been a joke,
yeah,
to be honest.
So again, does that impact the field? Not necessarily, but then you look at a large period of time, you say, well, what's wrong there? They haven't really been winning games. They haven't had great GMs. They haven't had great head coaches. Maybe a couple, years here and there where they've been competitive. If you're comparing yourself to the Mark Davis-led Raiders, I think there's an issue. That's all I'm going to say on the ownership front. Let's get back into it with the fans at 888-957-9570. Sean is in Palo Alto.
Sean, hey.
What's up, Sean? How you doing?
Hey, guys. I really enjoy your show and all of you guys. You do a great job, just like the previous caller, man. I listen to you guys whenever I can when I'm in the car. And I'm a Rams fan. I've called in from time to time, big Rams fan. The first thing is that the 49ers are the team that gives me the most anxiety when we play. I don't care about Seattle. But when the Rams and 49ers play, you can take what the Rams have on paper and throw it out the window. It's just going to be an ugly, hard, physical fought game, just like last year when you guys went into SoFi and had everybody hurt. Throw all that out the window. That's going to work itself out on the field. But also about Kyle Shanahan, that is not a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal because he got hurt, and if he has to miss time from the organization, from that perspective, it is. But the guy did nothing malicious. We all make mistakes. We're all on our phone sometimes when we shouldn't be, and it's not any of our business about that. There was no maliciousness or anything like that at all. And it's unfortunate because he got hurt, but the guy's solid. He's a great coach. You know, who are you going to get to replace him? Nobody. And so that's all. I'm just, no big deal. It happens all the time to people. As far as Jed York goes, he should call Robert Kraft up, and maybe those guys can figure out a better plan, because I think it's a story and whatnot, especially that. When it comes down to it, the owners, most owners, yes, they can ruin a team, but they're not the ones running the team and making football decisions. There's other people in place. Basically, at the end of the day, those dudes are writing a check, and they get to get on camera once in a while and smile and show off, whatever it may be. But not very many owners know football. Like back in the day when Al Davis did, he was a coach. Jerry Jones even knows a little bit, even though he's Jerry Jones. But that's really all I wanted to say. I appreciate you guys. You get me fired up as a Rams fan.
Thanks,
sometimes,
man.
And so do the callers. But I really like you guys, and I appreciate you. And that's all I got.
Thanks for the call, Sean. Appreciate that, man. Yeah, look, I mean, hopefully it's just a blip on the radar. But so, Gu, for you, of the guys that we discussed that are going to be kind of the I don't know if it's the biggest difference makers in that class of age that we talked about. Like, who's the guy that stands out to you?
That I'm more worried about?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not even close. And again, it's Bosa. And it's Bosa because there's a possibility he could not be ready for week one. If he's back week two, nothing to see here. But there is something to see here because when he was upright and healthy, he had 10.5 and 9.5 sacks in two seasons back to back. And again, for the average D lineman, that's sufficient. That's okay. But when you're getting the Benjamin, shout out Ice Cube, that Bosa's getting, and now you're looking around your defensive line and you brought in OC, and he's not actually, you know, he can stop the run and get after quarterback, but, you know, he's not Reggie White. So it starts and ends with Bosa, Evan, and I just starting to wonder, is it going to be fair if I start adding on to Bosa's birth certificate by these injuries, these chronic injuries to the knee and this knee tendonitis? Like, that can age a guy. You can be 21, but if you're dealing with something serious, I mean, are you really 21? Are you 24, 25? So to me, it's not even close. And Vic Tafer's piece about him basically not practicing and there's three practices left. You know, they got a game this week and then it's go time next week. Like, damn, Evan, slap me or throw some water on me right now and let me know, am I overreacting or is my panic? Because that's what it is right now until I see otherwise. Would you say is validated?
No, I think the biggest question they have to answer on offense is how many of their older guys can stay on the field. And for their defense, it's can they get after the quarterback? Because wow. Nick Bosa is coming off a second ACL, still has not practiced yet. Mykael Williams is still out from his knee surgery.
Yeah.
Bryce Huff is retired. So you're left with Oso Digizua and a lot of unproven talent on the defensive line. I think that's absolutely fair.
Yeah, he
retired. He's done. So, and you already weren't a team that got after the quarterback a ton
Evan.
Last year. So
yeah.
Is that all going to be on Raheem Morris? I don't know. They need Nick Bosa more than they have in prior years. And he can't get on the field right now.
And that's what's so, what word am I looking for? I'll shout out San Francisco. It's so foggy when you watch preseason games, not only, Evan, because who's not out there, but then you're watching like, okay, hey, this looked good. That was a great play. Okay, bang, boom, bam, you know, against the Chargers. But then all that really matters is, will that translate, you know, on Sundays when it's real time? And, you know, Evan, I want you really to put on your teacher hat. Steiny, I got to. It's like pulling teeth in a root canal for this. But you and Kenny, give me a grade for this analogy. And this is just my Niner analogy. As you age in life and you get to 56 and 60 and 70, your hair turns gray. And it's symbolic that you're getting over.
Got some.
I can't see them, so you're winning. And you can't beat it, even if LeBron, Beijing. I'm just saying, you get gray. It's symbolic that you're older, you're mature, you're growing, you're changing. And I just feel like since the Niner Super Bowl trip in 2019 and is demonstrative, is successful, is physical, is mean, is innovative as the Niners have been since that Super Bowl that has not culminated in a chip, I get frustrated for them because it was so mean that they should have one. Now when I hear you say anxiety of age, it's just natural to now in important places on your football team, not at quarterback, maybe running back. What if I told you the Niners to me have gotten a little gray in some of those areas? So I don't know if that gray is to the point to where now you've missed your window or you got to go retool, Evan. But that's how I'm looking at the Niners because they are older and the older guys are coming off injury.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live in the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting for the Laughing Monk Studios. I would ask, so you're 56.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of grays.
But if you look, there's...
How do the Niners get like Daryl the Guru Johnson?
Well, it's DNA, but I mean, but genetics. But no, Evan, there's gray. My point is, like, is Bosa, have we seen the best of Bosa? Like, and I'm being, I don't know. I'm not, I got to see it, but Vic Tafer telling me he ain't practiced. I'm like, whoa, that's supposed to be Kittle. And I would have took the Kittle news like, oh, okay, I get it. But man.
I would say yes. And the reason is I don't think we're ever going to see him win a defensive player of the year again.
And that's what I guess
Nick
I'm asking.
Bosa is the best defensive player
in football.
And that's
a high standard, but I hear you. But Evan, can we get 14, 15 sacks from him?
That's a lot, especially when you don't have a lot else around them.
Oh, man.
I think the defense is going to be kind of cobbled together again like it was last year. And that's, and I know that the offense did a ton last season, and McCaffrey was utterly fantastic. But the biggest head scratcher to me about last season's 12-5 finish in a playoff
win
was
incredible.
Is how they got enough done on defense without any guys with more than four sacks, with being 30th in interceptions, and without being a team with really anybody you could look at and say, you know what, that's a star-studded player, at least by the end of the year when they're all hurt.
So I want
Diamador Lenore was the best player left standing on that defense
last
year. And
speaking of which, the secondary is a byproduct of your pass rush. Like, you know, Stafford, now Darnold, I got to feel like when he steps on the field this year, his confidence will be from here to Canada. You got to believe because he's got it done, regardless how much credit you give him. But I will say this to the secondary. I am so worried about Evan. I don't care who you are and how good you think you are and your natural skills. If you got to cover a guy for 3.5 to 4 or 5 seconds, it's over. I don't care if you're Deion. So it's imperative again for the Niners to get after the quarterback. But to your point, I gave Kyle a lot of credit for what he did with Mac Jones. But defensively, that might have been Robert Saleh's best job. And the numbers won't tell you that. But for them to win 12 games and not have those metrics on their side and be last in sacks, holy hell, how did you do it?
Well, and that's why
Jalen Hurts on like, what were Sirianni? What were you guys? You were that bad?
I was surprised that the entire secondary, when they played the Titans in the joint practice, like, were dumping on Saleh. You know, they didn't like sitting back there and getting cooked while four guys who couldn't get to the quarterback were rushing without an extra blitzer.
Now, I have been seeing guys in the secondary. Some may play, some not. Youngsters. Evan, every time I see them break up a pass, I'm like, is that what they were talking? Like, let me cover. I don't know if that's what they're saying, but maybe they felt like they were in a straitjacket. But, man, oh, man, I can't wait for the season to start. And I need to know about Bosa. Well, that's my question.
And I haven't fact-checked this, but I'm going to trust the 510 here that Myles Garrett had more sacks than the entire Niners team last year.
That is a fact.
Well, he's going to be in Australia week one playing in a Los Angeles Rams uniform.
Lined up on the left side of that line to test whoever their new guard is. Like, I mean, man.
Byron Young, I think, is their other big edge rusher. Yeah. We don't know if Aaron Donald's going to be there.
Now, real quick about that. We're not in L.A. What do you make of that? Look at me, look at me. Make a decision, and you know you're playing.
He was at the facility.
You know you're playing. He's doing this for – he wants his name out there. I ain't hating, but I guess I am. You know you're playing, but you like, hey, wifey, pull up a chair and get popcorn. They're talking about me. I don't know. You know you're playing. I'm tired of that stuff.
What if he was a Niner?
Then we'd be waiting it out. But I just no, Eve. Do you believe he knows if he's milking it, and it's cool?
I don't know. He hasn't played in, was it a couple seasons? Yeah. Hasn't been back. I mean, I don't know. It was.
But, Miss, he knows it. He, like LeBron.
I think he knows, I think he
the
wants
decision
to play.
Already.
I think he wants to play. But I don't know if he can tell if his body can make it through 17 games anymore.
Oh, man.
You know, I think in a perfect world, Aaron Donald's looking at somebody like Von Miller and saying, wow, man. Okay, so you kind of put it in cruise control the entire year, and I know that Von Miller was with Washington right now.
9 sacks last year.
Yeah, but Von Miller can kind of play
at
his own speed.
He with Dallas now. Yeah.
Oh, sorry,
yeah.
With Dallas was with Washington last year. He can kind of play at his own speed. You know, it's funny because I don't think the Niners have a lot of Von Millers yet. Von Miller is at a very advanced age, but doesn't it kind of feel like in training camp there's a few guys that are just in cruise control? And you don't know whether that's going to prevent them from getting hurt during the regular season or if it's just preceding them potentially getting banged up with these small issues most of the season. Mike Evans, tightness with McCaffrey, tendonitis with Bosa. You know, how much are they hanging on by the San Francisco 49ers, depending on a lot of players that are either old or potentially injury-prone? 888-957-9570. Is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz alongside Daryl the Goober Johnson. All right, we'll be back after this on Steiny and Goober. Our football coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years, guaranteed Xfinity. Imagine that.